before we continue with today's program, I'm going to have to hijack it from y'all. Last week, there was a little bit of heckling going on.
What?
Yeah. I've got to call y'all out on this. We're going to bring up the clip, so if you missed it last Saturday, you're up to date with what's going on.
My little daughter, Julia. It's her birthday today, right? Up in Minneapolis.
Yes.
Gotta reach out to Peanut and wish her happy birthday. I sent her card on time. Mama put her birthday present in the mail yesterday. I beat Mama.
Seriously. I was busy call screening. That was not even fair. I didn't even get to defend myself.
I just want to know why that was such a big deal.
Because you probably didn't get a birthday card at all.
3 weeks late.
Oh.
Signed Mom and Dad. My birthday was exactly 2 weeks before Julia, and I didn't get this card till 5 days after that broadcast. I want an explanation.
There's just too many of you.
Whitman mail system. Whitman mail system.
No. I got stuff coming. I got a package from New Hampshire faster than I got a birthday card from Scottsdale.
Well, we really try.
I call Sheen. You know, I was actually impressed. I thought after 16 you stopped getting birthday cards.
Ah, no.
So I was kind of impressed.
As a matter of fact, after 16, all you get is a birthday card.
And a $2 bill.
I got a $2 bill. Yeah.
You got a $2 bill.
The
girls lucky $2 bill.
Yeah. All the grandkids get $2 bills for their birthday. I didn't know you give them to the kids too.
Yeah, kids too.
I didn't know you could even get them. I know you have a little stash.
Yep. Go to the bank and in the beginning of every year I get 100 of them. And then they go out in birthday cards all year long.
And I have to say, Rosie does all the buying of the cards, and he makes sure they get out. I make the calendar so he knows when the birthdays are, and then he sends them all out. Sometimes he lets me sign them, but sometimes he doesn't.
This one was kind of funny. Sister Ethel on the front with a ruler looking like she's getting ready to lay down some 1950s old school discipline. Inside says, looks like word of your birthday plans just got out. In the back, it's, I will not misbehave.
The trick is not sending out the same cards.
Well, the trick is getting to Portland once a year and getting up to that bookstore that's up there, because they've got the biggest card section of any bookstore I've ever seen in my life. I mean, I think last time I was there, I bought 50 or 60 cards.
If I'd have let you, you'd have spent the whole weekend in there.
I would have. It's a four-story bookstore that's just absolutely unbelievable. So, anyway.
Well, this week.
Spring planning.
Yeah, this week I was just kind of Googling around looking for things to talk about. And people are starting to talk about spring break because really if you want to get out and do something, you have to start planning and
make
thinking ahead.
Make reservations.
Yeah. So I looked up some lists and I was like, oh man, we can do better than that. Week, really week, like shopping. This was for a family to do in Arizona and their number one or two is go shopping. I'm like, I don't know a single kid who thinks, oh boy, I get to go shopping with mom to those shops in Scottsdale where I can't touch. Yeah, where I can't touch anything.
And I'd have a suggestion for them. They need to add get a life to that list.
Well, we definitely need to broaden their horizons. So Rosie and I just sat at the counter one night talking about all the awesome things there are to do here. And you can spend nothing. You can spend some. You know, you can stay in town. You can go out of town. There's all kinds of options, but just do something besides let the kids sit on the computer for a week, honestly.
Get out and enjoy the great state of Arizona. And we're saying that and kind of blushing a little bit because this spring break we are leaving Arizona and going to Utah. But that's a business commitment that I made, and it just happens to coincide with Carol's spring break. So we're tying the two together. A little business, a little powder skiing. Is that a sin?
No, but you know, you
okay,
could you could spend every weekend, every holiday exploring Arizona and not get done.
Absolutely.
In your lifetime. There's so much to do. Just start with something simple as like getting out for a little hike. You know, if the kids aren't used to hiking, take in a little one. There's lots of great little hikes in town. You can go to the Phoenix Trail Systems and find something close by to hike.
Get over to the McDowell Mountains. And I, you know, this sounds like a real snob, but of all the mountain trails systems in all of Maricopa County, there aren't any of them that are prettier than what's in the McDowell Mountains.
There is something. I have not hiked them.
Yes.
But I've been to that area enough, and especially on the north and east side.
Yeah.
There is something about that picture-perfect Sonoran Desert. As you look down and you can see the river through the bottom of the valley, all the saguaros, and the valley transforming back up into the Four Peak Mountains, which have been snow-capped all week.
Yes.
And
yeah,
if you look south, the
that?
Superstitions, that is the picture-perfect Arizona desert.
Well, there may be people want to argue with me, but I don't think South Mountain's a very pretty hike.
I don't think anyone's going to argue with that.
I don't think that's a pretty hike.
It's got a cool view.
It does.
It's worth it for the view, especially a nighttime view. That's pretty awesome. Or if you are one of the Arizona families who has never taken your kids to the Grand Canyon, do it. You know, just get up there. You can make it a day trip, and that's cheap, or you can find some place cool to stay up there. You've got to go ahead and make your reservation. So, but
Grand Canyon under snow is just...
It's magic.
It's beyond magic.
Under the sun, it's magic. There's no time when it's not just beautiful. And this time of year, when it's still a little bit cool, the colors are richer. Take your camera. Let your kids look over the edge there. And then what else, Rosie? What else you want to have them do?
Oh, you can go into any of the sky watching opportunities. I mean, you've got the telescope up at Flagstaff, Lowell Observatory. You've got Kitt Peak. You could do any of those. I mean, any of the Dr. Sky demonstrations out at Gold Canyon State Park. So any of those. How about what we just did with the company? We rented some
Polaris
Razors, 4-passenger quads. Mike, was that fun?
It just didn't even seem, it seemed wrong. It was so fun. That's all I kept thinking. I haven't squealed like a little kid like that in 10 years, I'll bet. That was so much fun.
It was fun having all of our employees laugh like that together.
And when we took the pink Jeep tours through Sedona a couple years ago, our driver in particular, whose name I cannot remember, really, his grasp of geology of the general area, I thought that was a very, very enjoyable ride.
Yeah, the tours where the guys know a lot.
There's just so much more to do than go shopping or go to the movies.
Or stay on your computer. Get those kids' eyes up and away.
I think this is a topic for the 7 o'clock hour coming up soon.
Yes?
The top 5 Romero picks for under $500 for spring break.
Awesome.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.